News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ken Johnson. Day two of the budget summit went a lot like day one. There were some agreements regarding line item spending, but many differences remain. The elephant in the room is, of course, the issue of a tax cut.
If we don't start with the revenue and how much we have to spend, this is how we just blow up the budget. This is what the federal government does.
But the issue on revenues comes down to whose numbers are being used. The $137 million settlement for the Quapaw tribe was issued by a U.S. Court of Federal Claims back in 2020, but it has never been paid by Congress. That was the information given to a House Appropriations Subcommittee on Capitol Hill by Wena Supernaw, the chairwoman of the Quapaws.
Shortly after the establishment of our reservation in 1833, up through the 1960s, our trustee, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, allowed our natural resources to be plundered.
News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ken Johnson.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.
It always feels good to be someone's go-to, someone's favorite, to be trusted, relied on.
We're honored, Oklahoma. You made us your go-to to keep you safe and informed.
We don't take it lightly. We work to earn your trust.
Every day, with every word in every story.
Before, during, and after the storms.
When it just can't wait.
When it matters most.
We're locally owned, Oklahoma's own News 9.